This is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Who had been the man who had carried the banner for gay people, you know? Who had been the man who had fought all along in his politics on the Board of Supervisors, but particularly during the Six campaign? It had been Harvey. He had been the symbol for all of us. He had been the image. And he mounted that platform. And I thought the place was going to collapse. I've never heard such cheering in all my life.
To the gay community all over this state, my message to you is, so far, a lot of people joined us and rejected Proposition 6, and now we owe them something. We owe them to continue the education campaign that took place. We must destroy the myths once and for all, shatter them. We must continue to speak out, and most importantly, every gay person must come out. As difficult as it is, you must tell your immediate family, you must tell your relatives, you must tell your friends if indeed they are your friends, you must tell your neighbors, you must tell the people you work with, you must tell the people in the stores you shop in. Once they realize that we are indeed their children and we are indeed everywhere, every myth, every lie, every innuendo will be destroyed once and for all. And once you do, you will feel so much better.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by yours truly, Savoir Faire. Tonight is the annual Squid Pride edition of Songs from the Squid Pod, and for the next hour, I'll be featuring music by LGBTQ artists, or music that is in some way related to the LGBTQ movement. In the background, you're listening to Electronic and the instrumental version of Getting Away With It from 1989. Electronic, of course, features Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys, who's openly gay. Of course, I've got lots of clips and sound bites sprinkled throughout tonight's show, like the opening clip of Harvey Milk on the night of November 7th, 1978, after California's Proposition 6 was defeated. Proposition 6 was a bill sponsored by state legislator John Briggs that would have banned anyone from the LGBTQ community from teaching in public schools. The woman you heard speaking during the lead-up to Harvey's speech is Sally Gearhart, who was co-chair of the United Fund that helped raise money to oppose Proposition 6. In 1973, Sally became the first open lesbian to obtain a tenure-track faculty position when she was hired by San Francisco State University. She also celebrated her 90th birthday this April, so happy belated birthday, Sally. That clip was taken from the fantastic documentary, The Times of Harvey Milk, which won the Oscar for Best Documentary in 1985, and we'll be hearing more from that documentary during tonight's show. Speaking of the 80s, I will be loosening the focus on music from the 1980s tonight, but fear not, I've got plenty of great tracks from that era to satisfy your 80s fix, and there's no better way to prove that than with tonight's Squid Pride 80s trivia question of the week, which is, this artist has sold more than 100 million albums, reached number one 7 times on the UK singles chart, and 8 times on the US Hot 100. He was part of the first Western pop act to tour China, and he came out as gay in 1998. Name the artist. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pride 80s trivia question is George Michael. We're remembering the late, great George Michael on his birthday today, June 25th, 1963, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
This is my most prized possession.
Wham.
No. Wham! Make it big as the album that George and Andy earned the exclamation point.
Oh,
kissing cousins. There's no smoke, no flame. If you lose that pilot, I can fly your plane. If you want solid ground, come on and try me. Or I can take you so high that you're never gonna wanna come down. I said, drop the pilot, try my
heterosexual parents. I was taught by heterosexual teachers in a fiercely heterosexual society with television ads and newspaper ads, fiercely heterosexual, a society that puts down homosexuality. And why am I homosexual if I'm affected by role models? I should have been a heterosexual. And no offense meant, but if teachers are going to affect you as role models, there'd be a lot of nuns running around the streets today.
Welcome back to the 2021 Squid Pride Extravaganza. That's right, tonight we're celebrating Pride Month here on Songs from the Squid Pod, and there is much to celebrate under the rainbow this year. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg became the first openly LGBTQ person to serve in the cabinet, and Assistant Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine is the first openly transgender person to hold an office that requires confirmation by the U.S. Senate. 5 days after taking office, President Joe Biden signed an executive order ending the ban on service by transgender people in the military that had been in place since 2019. Back in May, President Biden reversed a policy enacted during the Trump administration, which allowed healthcare companies to deny coverage to gay and transgender people. And this past week, Carl Nassib of the Las Vegas Raiders became the first active NFL player to come out as gay. But for all the progress, there are many states in which LGBTQ people still lack protections for fundamental rights in hospitals, schools, and other areas. Earlier this year, Arkansas became the first U.S. state to make gender-affirming medical care illegal. And the U.S. continues to face tragic levels of violence against transgender people, especially transgender women of color. Again, while we've got much to celebrate tonight, there's still plenty of work to be done before those of us who are LGBTQ share the same protections as our heterosexual and cisgendered brothers and sisters. And that is partly why I chose a number of Harvey Milk soundbites for tonight's show, one of which you heard in the last song I played by the Pet Shop Boys, their 1987 hit, It's a Sin, that featured vocalist Neil Tennant reminiscing about his Catholic upbringing. Prior to the Pet Shop Boys, we heard from Joan Armatrading and her biggest hit, Drop the Pilot, from her 1983 release, The Key. And starting off tonight's show was the subject of tonight's Squid Pride 80s trivia question of the week, Wham! We listened to Club Tropicana from their 1983 debut, Fantastic. And that's in remembrance of George Michael, who would have turned 58 today. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s-related news throughout the week. Speaking of birthdays, Barry Manilow celebrated his 78th birthday last week. They dance to the funk rock. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down. The crowded floor, they worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana? At the Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. They fell in love.
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
Here
at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
Here
at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
Didn't begin at Stonewall.
Before Stonewall, we had the Daughters of Bilitis, we had the Mattachine Society.
There was the Sip-In at Julius's.
And the movement in the world dates back to 1897 in Berlin with the founding of Magnus Hirschfeld's organization, which was the first gay rights group.
So if gay rights didn't begin at Stonewall, why was Stonewall important?
Because it led to the creation of the gay liberation movement.
Gay Liberation Front was born out of the ashes of Stonewall. Gay Liberation Front is literally why we have everything we have today.
They planned a march on the first anniversary of Stonewall.
I just walked into a tribe, a light that seems so perfect, but we never have my back. Stay on the good side of the road, walking into trouble, but that's always how it goes. You don't try to hurt me, but you always find a way to. You do not deserve me, but I shouldn't have to ask you. Every single morning I wake up in my own tears. Will I see the moonlight or get caught up in my own fears? They want you down.
Just when I finally think I found a way to
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Intersex is an umbrella term that refers to people who carry variations in their reproductive and sexual anatomy that differ from what's traditionally male or female. They might have some XX chromosomes and some XY chromosomes.
I think of you in colors, sometimes painted like an island. In my mind, I can see it coming, you're so bright. I think of you in colors, sometimes I think of you.
People who are born with differences in their chromosomes, gonads, ovaries, testes, internal organs, external organs, hormones, the list goes on and on. There are over 30 different ways somebody could be intersex.
While intersex people might identify under the LGBTQ plus acronym, intersex conditions are not a sexual orientation or a gender identity.
Just like you're left-handed or maybe you've got red hair, it's just a natural biological variation.
I think of you in colors.
A lot of people had their genitals surgically altered in ways that left them with pain, with incontinence, with reduced sexual sensation, with all sorts of problems. Has long-term psycho and social effects. Wondering if your body is normal, feeling like you needed to be fixed, and really feeling a lot of shame and stigma around your body can have some pretty lasting effects, as you can imagine.
I think of you in color.
No modern medical evidence to support that these surgeries can't be delayed to an age where people can meaningfully participate in the conversations and choose the surgery for themselves.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dance, rock, feel the heat. Rock your body to the native beat.
You are listening to the 2021 Squid Pride Extravaganza, hosted by your favorite gay DJ, Savoir Faire. Unlike the usual format of Songs from the Squid Pod, where I focus on music from the 1980s, tonight's playlist focuses on music by and about LGBTQ artists. Of course, we've got plenty of 80s music for you, but I've also thrown in some great tracks from further in the past, all the way through this year to date. In the background, you are listening to the late, great Harris Glenn Milstead, better known as Divine, and his 1982 single, Native Love, Step by Step. Barry Manilow turned 78 last week, so I had to play a classic gay anthem of his, Copacabana, from his 1978 release, Even Now. We heard an excerpt from journalist and New York Times contributor Shane O'Neill's excellent historical piece he did for the Times video channel on YouTube back in 2019 titled, The Stonewall You Know is a Myth, and That's Okay. His piece features people who were present at the Stonewall Inn that night, along with LGBTQ historians and writers to discuss that historic evening. Orlando-born singer-songwriter Bronze Avery followed with his 2020 single, Seesaw, featuring Ben Pierce, also known as Miss Benny. We then heard something brand new in 2021, Japanese Breakfast and her track, Be Sweet, from the album Jubilee. Japanese Breakfast is the moniker of Brooklyn-based artist and writer Michelle Zauner, who identifies as bisexual. Wrapping up the set was a Savoir Faire exclusive mix from the Knox, which are a new disco duo from New York City. You heard the track Colors, the Savoir Faire Intersex Primer mix from 2019. As you all are aware by now, the LGBTQ abbreviation, which I've been using tonight as an umbrella term, can take on a number of different forms depending on how formal you're trying to be. For example, sometimes you may see it as LGBTQ+, or the far more explicitly inclusive LGBTQIA+. In that last version, the I stands for those who are intersex, and my mix included dialogue from members of the intersex community giving a primer, if you will, on what exactly it means to be intersex. I want to acknowledge Samantha Bee of Full Frontal on TBS for those sound bites. I highly recommend checking out her entire piece on the intersex experience from earlier this month, which you can still catch on YouTube. I mentioned some of the highlights and setbacks for this year earlier in the show. One of the setbacks I spoke about was Arkansas becoming the first U.S. state to make gender-affirming medical care illegal. That bill actually makes an exception for intersex children. So if you're an adult and want to transition to the gender that matches your identity, you're out of luck in Arkansas. However, if you're a child, it's legal to have someone else make that decision for you before you're old enough to weigh in on the matter. Last year, in a first, 36 countries called on the UN Human Rights Council to protect intersex persons in their bodily autonomy and right to health. Countries included Canada, Mexico, the entire European Union, among others, but unfortunately not the United States. There is hope, however. The Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago announced it would stop medically unnecessary, quote-unquote, normalizing surgeries on children born with intersex traits. And while they are the first in the U.S. to do so, this is due in part to recent shifts in medical policy in the U.S. The American Academy of Family Physicians, the North American Society for Pediatric and Adolescent Gynecology, the Massachusetts Medical Society, and GLMA Health Professionals Advancing LGBTQ Equality now all have policies supporting a delay of medically unnecessary surgeries until intersex people can consent to the procedures themselves. There's also the Equality Act, which, among other things, includes protections for the intersex community. That passed the U.S. House of Representatives earlier this year, so fingers crossed that it passes in the Senate and passes soon.
So, I'm an nothing to those East End lights. Muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs. Prima donna, Lord, you really should have been there, sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And just one more beer and I don't hear you anymore. We've all gone crazy lately. My friends out there rolling round the basement floor. Ooh. And someone saved my life tonight. Sugar Bear.
I began my transition in 2009, right after my last tour in Iraq, and I just made the decision to physically transition. And then it's a long process. There's therapy that goes in there. Then you begin the hormone regime, and I began that. And that still takes a long time. It still takes months and months and months. There's no distinct one-day grand change. It's right. A gradual change over a period of months that your body begins to physically make changes.
And does it affect your ability to perform as a soldier?
No. In case in fact, was again, I'll refer back to Afghanistan. I was that of, my job was the probably the most distinct job I had in the military after 30 years. I was that of a combat advisor. I was assigned to the French Army as an advisor to train, advise, and assist the development of the Afghan police force in the northern province of Kapisa. With that job, I was, you know, it was the most dynamic job I had in my career to date.
Right.
And I was able to do that job with great distinction. I received the Bronze Star, the French National Defense Medal. I was the first soldier to receive that medal from the French since World War II.
Wow.
London. They know my girls be sparkle. We keep a hat like Draco. They know my boys be proper. Wearing the Marco. We got the GNC. out in the NYC. LA to MTL, live till I die. You won't take my pride, no, 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 no. You won't take my pride, no, 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 no. You won't take my pride, no, 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 no. You won't take my pride, no, 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 no. You won't take my pride.
They might laugh like hyenas, but I show them why I'm the queen of this my jungle. You feel the fever, black girl magic, no, no, Sabrina. Got bad habits, pushing the beamer. I rep the woke and you rep the sleepers. I am the spot where he lands his keepers, turning them haters into believers. Ain't no messing around. They know if the lady on it, then it's finna go down. I'm the baddest in the game and the baddest in town. Make him wonder where my chain when he walking around. Okay, back to the story about pride. I can see it in your eyes that they all despise when the girls walk by. Turn men to boys, make them all ooey, ooey, ooey inside. Yeah, 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 look, just another page in the book. Make the boys all look weak and nuck if you buck. Make sure he pay with the buck. Or my girls ain't giving it up. Sup, yeah, put that on us. My girls, we stick to the rules and we get to the bag, yeah. When we level up, make sure you don't get too close to my designer swag, yeah.
You won't take my pride, no, 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 no. You won't take my pride, no, 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 no. You won't take my pride, no, 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 no. You won't take my pride, no, 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 no. You won't take my pride.
C'est ma pride, c'est ma fierté. J'suis en mode FBI, Pierre Maubert, ça a une effrayée. En mode petit village gaulois, on résiste aux colons car on est magique et ils savent ça, c'est automatique. J'pull up sur le mic en mode acrobatique. Je calcule pas ceux qui me fight, j'aime pas les mathématiques. J'suis en bleu, gris, noir, respectons la thématique. J'suis le fantôme, what's up? Let me switch it up. I'm proud of who I am, I'm proud of who I love.
A black trans king, she a black trans guy.
Don't take over the world, yeah, that's a crime. From the 514 to the 75. My border out there, can contain my heart. You know because I'm proud. Shouldn't tell you I'ma live long after I die.
They know my girls be sparkle. We keep a hat like Jocko. They know my boys be proper. Wearing the Marco Marco. We got the GNC. Out in the NYC. LA to MTL. Live till I die. You won't take my pride. No, 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 no. You won't take my pride. No, 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 no.
Alrighty then, folks, you have been listening to the 2021 Squid Pride Extravaganza. I'm Savoir Faire, and I've been your host for this special edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. Hope you enjoyed listening to all the LGBTQ artists who helped shape modern music over the years. If you have any questions, comments, or requests for future Squid Pride shows, feel free to drop me an email at squidpodradio@gmail.com. In the interest of time, I'm going to quickly run down what you heard in the last set. We started with one of the first openly gay artists to be signed to a major label, Joe Braith. We listened to I'm a Man from his self-titled debut from 1973. I love his voice on that track, somewhere between Bowie and a Mick Jagger falsetto. Of course, we had to squeeze in something from Elton John. Someone Saved My Life Tonight from his 1975 release Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy is based on a true story. Elton actually had plans to marry his girlfriend Linda Hannon, but a friend of his, Long John Baldry, talked him out of marrying her, essentially saving his life. He admitted to having thoughts of suicide at the time. In the song, you hear Elton reference Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear is Long John Baldry, and the lyric Princess Perched in Her Electric Chair refers to his ex-girlfriend Linda. We then heard a 2017 clip from The Daily Show featuring transgender veteran Jennifer Marie Long debunking the myth that trans soldiers can't perform their jobs as well as their cisgender counterparts. That was in response to then-President Trump's decision to roll back the Obama-era and military-backed policy of allowing trans men and women to serve openly in the military. Fortunately, President Biden lifted that ban just after he took office this year. That clip segued into something brand new from fellow label mates Black Casper and Lady London. They're both from the independent label Trans Trenders that spotlights Black trans artists. We listened to their single, Pride. I started off tonight's show with a tribute to George Michael, who would have turned 58 today. We also heard from gay megastar Barry Manilow, who turned 78 last week. So why not bookend tonight's show with something from another pillar? In fact, one could argue the keystone of LGBTQ music, the late, great Freddie Mercury, who would have turned 75 this year. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, get vaccinated, and keep wearing those masks if you're out and about. Ciao.
Yeah. is in Des Moines or San Antonio, there's a young gay person who all of a sudden realizes that she or he is gay, knows that if the parents find out, they'll be tossed out of the house. The classmates would taunt the child. And the Anita Bryans and John Briggs are doing their bit on TV. And that child had several options: staying in a closet, suicide. And then one day that child might open a paper and it says homosexual elected in San Francisco, and there are two new options. The option is to go to California. Stay in San Antonio and fight. 2 days after I was elected, I got a phone call, and the voice was quite young. It was from Altoona, Pennsylvania. And the person said, "Thanks. And you've got to elect gay people so that that young child and the thousands upon thousands like that child know that there's hope for a better world. There's hope for a better tomorrow. Without hope, not only gays, but those blacks and the Asians, and the disabled, and the seniors, the usses, without hope, the usses give up. I know that you cannot live on hope alone, but without it, life is not worth living. And you, you've got to give them hope. Thank you very much."
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.